Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Napster, Naps, and the Hocktua Girl. On the way in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan, and this is my Vet Plus commercial. Now I'm going to sing for you. When the wind was blowing like a rolling tambourine, on that big brass band, my boot heels were wandering. And heaven's door was knocking and I was tangled up in blue. Well, how does it feel when the times are changing too? You know, my singing was getting a little hard to understand. That's when I discovered the Breathe All Right nasal strip. You know, just like the ones that all the football players wear. I can breathe better and just listen to me sing. Here, let me put this thing on.
The wind was blowing like a rolling tambourine. On my big brass bed, my boot heels were out wandering. Heaven's door was knocking and I was tangled up in blue. Oh, does it feel when the times are changing too?
And not only do I sing better, listen to my harmonica playing. And now listen, I can even play the guitar better too.
Wow.
And okay. It's all thanks to Breathe All Right nasal strips. So go to your drugstore and knock, knock, knock on the door and tell them Bobby Zimmerman sent you. The answer, my friend, was blowing in the wind. I just couldn't smell it till now. Oh, my Breathe All Right thing just fell off. It got stuck on this damn harmonica holder. Oh, for you ladies, there's a Breathe All Right that's made just for woman. It'll make you breathe just like a little girl. Everybody must get a Breathe All Right today.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we just had a news story about there's one of those TikTok trends. People are eating the packing peanuts.
Biodegradable.
I say do it. Darwinism at work.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm... Let's not discourage people. If you're this dumb, you know, thin the herd.
Try them. Try it out. See what happens.
Yeah. Stuff as many as you can in that mouth of yours.
Again, just because they're biodegradable and doesn't mean that you should eat them.
Correct.
How dumb are people, really? Mm. And let's move on.
Napster
You're mad. You're really mad.
No, I just don't. We're not going to discourage people from doing really stupid things. Stand in front of a train and jump off. Okay.
A lot going on.
Jump off. Okay. Napster has
make
sold.
Make sure to videotape it. So we...
Napster now?
Yeah, they sold to a tech startup company for $207 million.
What? I don't understand. I thought Napster was illegal.
A company called Infinite Reality announced it purchased Napster in hopes of transforming the streaming service into a social music platform where, quote, artists can connect with fans and better monetize their work.
Oh, so it'll be like a Patreon.
Yeah,
kind
exactly.
Of thing. Okay.
Napster was launched in 1999, quickly became the first significant peer-to-peer file sharing application. It was notoriously connected to music piracy until it shuttered in early 2000s after the record industry and popular rock band Metallica sued over copyright violations.
I have a question for all of you. I want to know if I'm in the minority here. I never used Napster, Christy, but I used Ares, A-R-E-S, and it was a file sharing thing. And I would find music on it of bands that often I didn't know about. And it led me to buying albums and becoming like longtime fans of these. So, yes, I was stealing the music, I guess, initially.
Right. Initially.
But it really led me to going to their concerts and buying out. Do you think I'm in the minority there? Or do you think a lot of people?
Very much so. Very much so. In the minority.
Yeah. I gotcha. Okay. Well,
but I don't understand.
Rhapsody later bought the brand in 2011 and
what value does
it
have?
As a
apparently
music $205
million.
This is a scam. There's no way.
How is it a scam?
I want to see the check. I don't believe this for a minute. Who's reporting this? MySpace?
Yeah, but what don't you believe here?
What value does Napster have that
maybe they're trying to turn it into a Spotify where you pay as an artist to have your music streamed there.
None of those streaming services are even making money.
No. This is going to be more like Patreon where it's content creator to fan.
Right.
It's an OnlyFans for music.
Wait.
Are you familiar with Patreon?
I'm holding my breath.
No. He isn't. That's why he doesn't.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't understand.
We've talked about it. I just don't understand the value of the name Napster.
It's because it's to kids, like my kids' age, our kids' age, it's vintage. It's old school.
But they are aware of Napster?
They're aware of it, but they're aware of the name. They like the name. Right. Like there's t-shirts and hats with the name that you just buy because it's old.
So there is brand value to
it. Yes, there is.
Weird.
Yeah.
I want to see the cash check for $207 million. Didn't someone try to bring back MySpace? How's that going?
I don't think well.
No.
I mean, Timberlake threw a bunch of money in there and some other folks.
There's too many other things now, yeah.
Yeah, there's...
I didn't think MySpace was bad.
I liked MySpace.
Fun. Yeah. I didn't get why it was... Mm-hmm. I found it less... I thought it was better than Facebook.
Did you have it in college?
No, after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so, I had senior year, we had it.
If you get this Napster, do you have to go buy a vintage iPod?
remember those? Man, the click wheel.
Remember that?
I loved it.
This holds 1,000 songs.
You just couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Did you know that Napster was the nickname of...
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Rip Van Winkle?
President Calvin Coolidge.
He was called Napster?
No. Did you know this? In all truth.
Is that the president you were going to say?
Yeah. Okay. No, that's true. Not the nickname. President Calvin Coolidge was famous for barely paying attention to being president.
So he was taking a lot of naps.
Oh, and then he would take naps, and he would disappear for months at a time.
His actual nickname was Silent Cal, I believe.
You know, that's totally the one. Yes. I remember reading at one point he disappeared for like 3 months.
See, that's what I would do as president.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like this Coolidge character.
Well, you get out and you walk among the people, right? That's how you find out what the issues are.
Yeah, it was way before social media. You had to get out there.
Yes.
Didn't know what was going on.
Some people might look at it as hiding, but still.
You had to give stumps, but you had to literally stand on a stump.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Now, this is anecdotal research of my own.
Uh-huh.
And my only patient is me.
Okay.
All right.
When I wake up from a nap, I'm much more bewildered about where I am than when I wake up from going to sleep for several hours.
Ah, yes.
True.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I find that hard to believe because you're really bewildered in your normal state.
I accept that, and I acknowledge that. I mean, I am more confused when I wake up from a nap.
Is it where your nap takes place? Does that have anything to do
with
it?
Usually when you're driving, so you're on.
Usually you're in a parked car at a Starbucks.
Yeah. Bat race is a good point.
Yeah, right.
I may have traveled several miles.
Right.
No, I always wake up from a nap and go, duh.
Sometimes you don't know what time it is.
Yeah.
Like, is it the next day? What is happening?
Yeah. I've told you this, and it's absolutely true. We get texts and emails here at the show saying, hey, Tom's sound asleep at the corner of 75th and whatever.
I typically, it's at the mall.
You fall asleep at the mall?
In the parking lot.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
It's possible.
I walked by this car, and I said, hey, that's a nice car. Is that Tom? Sound asleep.
I've had a cop hit the window. Sir, thought you were dead. No, just taking a nap. Have you been drinking? No, no.
Thought you were dead. Yeah, why? What do you got?
That's absolutely true.
I love a car nap. The sun on your face. It's warm.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Get some of your favorite tunes going.
Yeah.
You think there's somebody that...
Go to bed.
Yeah.
You're complaining about not sleeping.
I bet there are people that are in their house, and they go, I want to take a nap, and they go out in their car.
100%, because it's warm out there. Yes, because it's so warm.
It's better
than... I think more of my fellow man than that. That's they go in a couch or a bed.
No. Not the bed ever.
Or nice
wait, I want to clarify this for Chick. We don't mean to go in the garage and turn the car on and take a nap.
You want to clarify that for me? Different. That's your friend over there.
You know, where were we talking? Who was I talking to? It is fascinating if we could get him to tell the truth for what he thinks of each and every one.
Oh, I know.
It would be
really fun to go, okay, here are six, seven pieces of paper.
Right.
On each piece is a name, Josh, Pat, Christy.
Right. How many words do I get?
You get as many as you want.
Oh, really?
List what you think they do after
they leave
the show. Yeah.
Is masturbation with two U's?
It's two. Masturbation.
Okay, sorry. Have we missed anything?
Oh, gosh, yes. Haley Welch, the viral sensation known as the Haktua Girl, will be the focus of an upcoming documentary.
Oh, God.
The site known as Deadline reports that Emmy-winning production company Bungalow Media and Entertainment is developing the project. A description of it states that the documentary will explore Ms. Welch's unexpected rise to fame, the scrutiny that followed, and exposed the incredible power social media has to crown and crucify its internet darlings. Well, we've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, she'd already be in Playboy. I mean, that's...
Playboy's still around.
But I mean, not really.
Yeah.
She was offered something.
Yeah, I think she said no.
Yeah, she did say no. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, she's at minute 14 of her 15 minutes. I'm thinking, what is it? OnlyFans is probably next.
I don't think so.
She's kind of delightful, to be honest.
She actually does a lot of good work.
Very good podcaster.
Yeah.
Really? Like when she scammed all that money from people who bought her meme coin?
I don't know enough about that.
But she,
each city that she goes to, she donates to the animal shelters there and does a lot there. So... yeah, I think she's trying to do as much good as she can with her short window of fame.
And Ken Burns is making this documentary? Sorry.
Ken Burns? Did I say that?
No, it's a joke.
He's making a joke.
Oh, it wasn't. I thought it'd be a Ken Burns thing.
No, I see.
Take me out for a BJ. He's got the slow music.
It's Errol Morris.
Errol Morris. Yeah, the thin blue.
Poor girl's out just having fun with her friend.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tom women have sex. That's the thing.
We do.
She really didn't ask for any of that.
No, she didn't. No.
Well, that was what she said.
But she didn't ask to go famous.
She was drunk. She was having a good time in Nashville.
She said it to a camera with a microphone in her face.
Which you can see any idiot do out in...
Right, but you have to know today that the potential for that to go viral is going to happen.
I don't know. I don't think she had any foresight into that at all.
Yeah, she's just naturally a silly, funny girl, and it happened, you mean?
Yeah, I don't.
I wouldn't say, silly and funny. She's on Meet the Press this weekend. Oh, it's going to be really interesting.
Can't wait to
I want to get her take on this whole Gaza thing.
So just because she said one line, you think she's stupid.
Here's the thing. I'm really fuzzy on your opinion of her.
I can't really decide what pin you're down.
What side you're on.
Boy.
She's got a head on her shoulders.
And then she gives it.
Can we say that?
No, not supposed to be able to.
Oh, that's why she's famous.
Not for actually doing it, but claiming that she...
Instructions. I'm sorry.
Has a style all her own or whatever.
I don't think it's all her own.
I was going to say it.
All right.
No, she's not the one to...
I'm so tired of needing a defense whenever I speak.
No, she didn't come up...
Well, you're saying she didn't trademark that.
Yeah, Josh.
Didn't she
knew what she was
didn't
doing.
Didn't she trademark the word
room
the phrase,
is impossible.
Talk to her?
Did she?
Tell me about it.
She didn't come up with it then.
No.
Spitting on it?
No, she absolutely said, nobody said Hawk Tua before she did.
That's true.
Is that true?
Well, that's the
Hey, Tom, look that up. See if that's true.
She learned it from her brother. Okay, let's move on.
Hey, what's that joke where the hillbilly said, I can't take my condom off. It's been 3 days. I don't want to get my girl pregnant.
What?
He has to keep the condom on for 3 days.
I'm not sure.
I love that joke.
That's a joke, though, right?
It must. I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
Health experts say that it's possible to produce a quieter sneeze.
Oh, yes, Tom.
Eric Voigt, chief of general...
Mills Foods.
You got this.
MacArthur.
Otolaryngology at NYU told the Washington Post a person can engage their throat muscles during the expulsion part of the sneeze, and you can change and modify the sound.
I know. I say, Josh and I agree on this. Let her rip.
Yes.
Get it out.
Get it out however you need to.
To lower the volume, first exhale before the sneeze bursts out. Then keep your mouth closed. Hold your tongue to the roof of your mouth.
Dumb.
Boy, that's a lot of things to think about when you've got a sneeze.
You know what else he does? He sneezes loud. He also yawns really loud.
I also say take care of it.
Oh. It's a full physical, full body experience.
Good for you.
Yes, he goes through all of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom did not know this was being recorded. Yeah, this is a sneeze. Tom's sneeze.
Oh!
Okay, now, see, try and hold your laugh because you missed part of it.
You're right, I did.
Here we go.
Oh! Whoa!
I was in the middle of some commercial and it just hit me.
But think about
it. I didn't have time to. What do you have to do? You have to click your heels together, put your tongue on your elbow.
When you do sneeze, relax your vocal cords, according to Dr. Voigt, as if letting out a deep sigh.
Can you put your tongue on your elbow? I don't think you can.
Well, I can put my tongue on your elbow, sure.
Well, it's fine to muffle a sneeze.
Why do you want to muffle it?
Warn people not to hold in a sneeze, as it's important to allow the air pressure in your lungs to escape.
Did you ever get a note on your report card that said Tom annoys others? Did you ever, see that on your...
Works well with no one.
No one. No one wants to be his partner.
Quiet your sneezes. This is from that new magazine, Everyone's Girlfriend and Wife.
Oh!
I love when you get a little insight into the old life.
Well, well, well. Hey, Tom, do you want to go to dinner? Or?
Oh, my God, can't you be quiet?
I consider it kind of like marking my territory.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't put your hand over your mouth, that's for sure.
I do.
Do you?
Sure.
I'm into the crook of my arm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the old
That's
server.
What you're supposed
the
arm, to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I mean, who really cares about the volume of a... I mean, unless you're at some public event.
Unless you have three or four a day with someone yelling and screaming down the hallway.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you guys know that Christopher guy who works here?
Oh, yeah.
He's a 7-8 in a row sneezer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I give him a God bless you. The first two. Yeah. After that, I tell him to shut up.
You go with the gun?
Or I give him a that's enough. Or
you're on your own.
Yeah.
Have you ever known, I had a friend in college that was a handkerchief guy.
Oh, my grandpa was too.
Never understood.
I never got that.
Here, take my handkerchief.
No!
Yeah. It's got all my boogers from the past day.
Yeah.
Past week.
And he wasn't a handkerchief guy like wearing it as an ornament in his coat.
It was deep.
Yeah.
You like handkerchiefs?
I always have one.
Really? Is it full of boogers?
No, it's more for just like dabbing, and I don't blow my nose in it.
It's a fabric?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You're disgusting.
Is it ornamental? Do you wear it as a...
No, but I usually make sure it matches my outfit, or then I have a gray and white polka dot one that I always have in my briefcase.
If you're camo, you can leave the boogers in it.
Now, is it polka dot?
What is it George Carlin said? If our boogers were day glow, you'd have to pick your nose in a poster shop or something like that. Or a head shop. Is it a head shop?
They both were.
No, not every bit of his was gold.
No. He had some misses.
Coming up, we're going to continue with some of our life science news, if you will. How to live a longer life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to do that?
Now, do you have a... Miss Hooker, do you have a handkerchief with you right now?
In my bag.
And you're wearing a sweatshirt, so what kind of hanky do you have?
It's just my go-to is gray with white polka dots. It has that.
Now, Tom, you know how to make a handkerchief dance, don't you?
Oh yeah. Oh. You know this.
You put a little boogie in it.
I love that.
Boogie fever.
Right now, if you want to put a little boogie in your step, how would you do that, Josh?
You blow your nose into your shoe. But I don't recommend that.
What do you recommend?
I think it's gross.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help with your support.
Smooth.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.